ballad and dance on frequency 9-5. All Brotherhood of Steel units are to return to the Cambridge Police Station immediately for reassignment. Repeating.
Paladin Dance is waiting for you inside, recruit.
Burn marks.
You must have spent a whole case of ammo.
No one's gonna move on this place now that the print was in town.
How can a machine believe it's alive? It's ridiculous.
They creep me the heck out. Joining our cause was the wisest decision of your life, sister.
Cavalry's arrived, and it looks like they sent in the big guns.
That ship. I've never seen anything like it.
Amazing, isn't it? We call our ship the Pridwin. She's loaded with enough troops and supplies to mount a major offensive. If she's here, Elder Maxon's here. And that means we're going to war.
Gonna be a quick war with that thing on our side.
Still here? Damned if I know what top season you.
Taking down the Institute. Now that Elder Max is calling the shots.
Permission granted. Welcome back. Allow me to be the first to congratulate you on a successful mission. Recruit?
Yes, sir. I field promoted her to an issue, and I'd like to sponsor her entry into our rankings personally.
Yes, we've read the reports. We'll be pleased to know that Elder Maxson's approved your request and placed the recruit in your charge.
Thank you, sir. And my current orders?
You are to remain on the Pridwin and await further instructions.
Ad Victoriam, Captain.
Ad Victoriam, Paladin. So, you're the one Paladin Dance has taken under his wing. You don't look much like a soldier to me.
Looks can be deceiving.
Which is precisely why I personally insist on scrutinizing every recruit who boards this vessel. I've read Paladin Dance's reports. He seems to think you'll make a fine addition to the Brotherhood. You might expect an endorsement like that to grant you a great deal of latitude with us. But let me make one thing clear. The Brotherhood of Steel has traveled to the Commonwealth with a specific goal in mind. As the captain of this vessel, I won't allow anyone to jeopardize our mission, no matter how valuable they think they are. Understood?
Absolutely.
Good. That's all for now, soldier. Your orders are to proceed to the command deck for the address. After which, Elder Maxson wishes to have a word with you. If you have any questions, ask me now. Otherwise, you're dismissed.
What are my orders?
Your orders are to proceed to Elder Maxson's address, after which he wishes to speak with you. Anything else?
Yeah. Where can I get power armor?
Only knights are allowed to wear Brotherhood power armor. And you're no knight. Not yet. Until Elder Maxson grants you that title, you'll have to make do with what you've got. Anything else?
I don't have any questions.
Then I suggest you head over to the command deck immediately. Dismissed, Initiate.
Lost? Maxson's address is being held up.
Welcome aboard. Elder Maxson is holding his address inside the command deck.
Brothers and sisters, the road behind has been long and fraught with difficulty. Each and every one of you has surpassed my expectations by rapidly facilitating our arrival in the Commonwealth. You have accomplished this amazing feat without a hint of purpose or direction. And most impressive, without question. Now that the ship is in position, it is time to reveal our purpose and our mission. Beneath the Commonwealth, there is a cancer known as the Institute. A malignant growth that needs to be cut before it infects the surface. They are experimenting with dangerous technologies that could prove to be the world's undoing for the second time in recent history. The Institute scientists have created a weapon that transcends the destructive nature of the atom bomb. They call their creation the Synth. A robotic abomination of technology that is free-thinking and masquerades as a human being. This notion that a machine could be granted free will is not only offensive, but horribly dangerous. And like the atom, if it isn't harnessed properly, it has the potential of rendering us extinct as a species. I am not prepared to allow the Institute to continue this line of experimentation. Therefore, the Institute and the Synths are considered enemies of the Brotherhood of Steel, and should be dealt with swiftly and mercilessly. This campaign will be costly, and many lives will be lost. But in the end, we will be saving humankind from its worst enemy. Itself. Ad Victoriam!
Ad Victoriam!
Ad Victoriam!
No matter how many battles we win, there's always another fight ahead of us.
I care about them, you know. The people of the Commonwealth.
I can see that. They're playing with fire, and we need to save them.
Exactly. I just hope we're here in time. I refuse to allow the mistakes of the past to be repeated.
Don't worry. I'm convinced.
Paladin Dance's reports were quite clear regarding your feelings toward the Brotherhood. And he concludes that you'd be an asset to us. Seeing as he's one of my most respected field officers, you couldn't get a better recommendation. Therefore, from this moment forward, I'm granting you the rank of knight. And, befitting your title, we're granting you a suit of power armor to protect you on the field of battle. Wear it with pride.
I'll do my best to live up to it.
I'm certain that you will. In any event, once you're finished becoming familiar with the Pridwin and my staff, report to the flight deck for your new orders. Welcome aboard the Pridwin, soldier. Make us proud. Now that you've familiarized yourself with the Pridwin's crew, are you ready for your next assignment, sister? Now that you've familiarized yourself with the Pridwin's crew.
Yes, Elder.
Good. Let's get right to it, then. Shall we? Take a look over there. That's Fort Strong. And it's infested with super mutants. Having those aberrations of nature close enough to smell is making me sick to my stomach. To make matters worse, they're sitting on top of a massive stockpile of Fat Man shells we could use in our campaign. I want you to head over there, wipe out everything that moves, and secure that stockpile. Understood?
Consider it done.
Look, I realize you're eager to take the fight to the Institute, but it'll have to wait. The Brotherhood cannot allow those abominations to have a nuclear arsenal at their fingertips.
It'll be a pleasure to exterminate that mutant filth.
Now, we have a vertibird on standby. Fully armed, and ready to depart. Use it to carry our message to Fort Strong, and wipe those dirty mutants from the face of the Earth. Dismissed.
Target acquired. I'll try and keep him in your sights.
Thank you.
target down. Look at that thing bleed. I'm gonna find a place to set her down and then hightail it back to the Pridwin for repairs.
If you find any technical documents, you should bring them to Proctor.
should drop our guard.
Thank you.
mutants as much as I do.
I was just doing what Elder Maxon asked. No more, no less.
Well, it's good to see you dealt with them the Brotherhood way. These monstrosities are just another example of man blindly taking a step forward, only to wind up stumbling two steps back. I've been fighting for years, trying to put a stop to this madness. And just when I thought we were getting the upper hand, along come the Synths. I've seen what these super mutants do to people. Can you imagine what the Synths would do to us if they ever got the upper hand? It would be Armageddon repeated, and maybe the end of everything that we hold dear. Look, I don't mean to bore you with my rhetoric. I just want you to understand how important these missions are.
Makes sense.
Anyway, that's enough of that. What's important here is that you got the job done and secured these warheads. You should head back up to the Pridwin and talk to Maxon. I'm sure he'll want to debrief you as soon as possible. Dismissed.